I am here with the wonderful Ray. Welcome to Electric Picnic. How
Hello.
Are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. I'm loving following you online at the moment because you always seem to have these new travels and new foods. You're a big foodie.
I am.
Yeah, like me. I'm a big foodie as well. Yeah. Music is going well for you.
Yeah, so far so good.
Really like Friends.
Yeah?
Thought it was brilliant. Yeah, it's all kind of about your inner circle and how people kind of depart and things like that.
Yeah, I feel like we all, when you go from like adolescence to adulthood, you have loads of friends and then they slowly kind of disappear after uni or whatever. I feel like it's something everyone can relate to, and I kind of went through like a big process of, losing some people that I was really close to and I'm not anymore. And that's part of life, but I just wanted to make a song about it and how petty we can be as girls. Like,
well, guys can be pretty petty too as well.
I bet.
I have to say to you, Ray, like that particular song, even when I watched the video, there's a whole lot of stuff going on in that video.
There is.
I don't know what was going through that producer's head, but it's a brilliant video.
Thank you.
Did you have fun doing that?
I did. I really did.
So in 2014, we'd Welcome to Winter. 2016, second new side tape.
Yeah.
Big business.
Yeah.
Getting a good response?
Incredible response, yeah.
When it comes to writing songs.
Yeah.
It's writing songs for you versus writing for other people, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you do write for other people.
Yes.
So do you ever kind of have those moments when you go, I don't want to give this one away. This is mine. It's my baby now.
I definitely do. You would, as you're going to be attached to anything that, you're helping create. But I feel like I really, really know. If a song's for me, then I'll have to fight for it. But often, when you're collaborating with other artists, you're with them and you're helping them with their story. So it's often,
sometimes, yeah, different perspective.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that works. That works really well.
Yeah.
Going on stage, has Ray got a routine before she goes on? A jump around kind of thing? Or?
Do you know, I'm so plain and boring. I take about 15 minutes to get ready and I just will maybe drink a bit of honey if my throat feels weird. And then I'll just run on stage and have a great time.
So there's no ritual?
No.
Oh, I thought there would have been.
Yeah, I do. I say a little prayer with my band before we go on stage, but nothing more than that, yeah.
4th of July, you find yourself in America, in Khloe Kardashian's house.
Yeah.
You walk into this party. Was it mad or was everyone just doing nothing?
You know what? It was very chilled out. It was very relaxed. It was very... I've hung out with a few of them before, so it was cool. But I like dancing, and everyone's sitting around.
Because they're kind of the vibe, you hear this massive party going. Go, Khloe Kardashian's house. Let's go. You go down there, and you're kind of thinking that people are going to be hanging out of the rafters of the roof, and then you arrive in, and everyone's just sitting down drinking tea. It's a bit of an anticlimax, really, isn't it?
Definitely.
It's not quite right. Anyway, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
Have a great gig, ladies and gentlemen. Ray.
Yeah.